Welcome to Skin Deep. I'm Dr. Anna Chacon, and today we have a very special guest joining us. Get ready for some expert insights you won't want to miss. Let's dive right in.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty well. It's nice to finally meet you.
You too. You too. Okay. So I follow you on Instagram. We're just going to get started. This is, you know, my first day of filming podcast, and you're the third guest, so very inexperienced at this, although I've been on a few podcasts so far. So I follow you on Instagram, but tell me what you currently do, where you grew up in, yes, and what your focus is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm from Southern California. I live in San Diego, and I go to high school. I'm a senior, and this year I just started playing girls flag football, which has been awesome. I've done cheer, volleyball, beach volleyball, tennis. I've played a variety of sports, and this summer is when I started creating a podcast, and I created the Mental Playbook podcast, which is a sports and wellness podcast that I hope to turn into a platform for athletes to come to this space and share their experiences with mental health and physical health and balancing both, and, you know, share advice to my listeners to help open up about struggles in our community.
Okay, cool. And then did you have any influence from your parents and family? Is anyone in mental health in your family, or kind of what motivated you or paved this path?
Yeah, so my family, many of them are doctors. But I think it was honestly my experiences in sports and realizing the being in a negative environment can affect my mental health, and also dealing with physical health, dealing with injuries affects my mental health. So I think that was definitely something that guided me to start a podcast and open up about my experiences and making sure others are heard.
Okay, excellent. And then what do you plan on doing after graduation?
Yeah, so I'm applying to colleges right now. I want to go to college and share my podcast, share my journey with others, and just keep it going. I hope to be a sports agent, and I want to be in the sports community and just keep helping others out and making sure people can come and talk to me when they need about their mental health issues.
Okay, excellent. And then remind me what sports you play again. You said flag football and cheer.
Yeah, so those were my main sports, and I've tried so many different ones just because of my love for sports. I've done basketball, I did competitive dance, tennis, beach volleyball, indoor volleyball. Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to stay in California for schooling, or where are you looking at?
Yeah, I'd love to stay in California. I think California is just such a beautiful place. I mean, it is expensive, but the weather is awesome, and I'd like to be close to home.
Okay, excellent. Is there one, if you were to pick where you're going to get in, do you have some ideas? Like if you wave a wand?
Yeah, I don't have a top choice. I am just considering all my options. And, you know, these days with colleges and acceptances, it's honestly luck. Like it's so hard to tell where you're going to get into. And there's definitely a lot of competition within, but I'm open to wherever, as long as it's in California or just close to home.
Okay, cool. Where are your parents from originally?
Yeah, so my dad is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then my mom is from Texas.
From where? Oh, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have some South Asian roots?
Yes, I do. And that comes from my grandparents, and My grandparents are also from Tanzania, Africa, so I have that heritage too.
Tanzania?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I went there. I went there for a dermatology conference. It was awesome. It was one of my favorite ones through AAD. We actually even went to a Christian hospital. There were some lectures. We met with some African dermatologists. The culture and the food was amazing. And also, for the first time, I went on a safari with my mom. Mm-hmm. And it was really a lot of fun. There were these tribes there. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that there are a decent amount of South Asians there.
Yeah. As well. Yeah.
And so many different tribes and, you know, their different customs. I remember we were driving and there were these people jumping really, really high. Do you know what I'm talking about? They just jump.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah. They jump. And it's usually, it might be to get attention or a mating sort of, not a mating ritual, but yeah. And then we went to visit a village, yeah, food was great. And then, oh, we did a hike along the bottom of Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
And it was exhausting, but it was really, really a lot of fun, a great workout. I could not imagine completing the whole thing. So no, I did not do that. Have you done that? Like any of the hikes around Kilimanjaro?
No, my family actually has a safari company down there. So I've been on the safari company and have, seen Mount Kilimanjaro and stuff.
What's it called?
Kearsley,
the company?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
A couple of the dermatologists were so exhausted, they just cut that short and came back. And then we also, there's a big population with albinism there. We went to see a sunscreen factory. They make sunscreen mm-hmm. there. And so it was really a learning experience. What other things? How long have you had your podcast?
Yeah, so I started in the summer. It's been a few months now. I believe I started in July. It definitely did take like a month or so to like actually get it started, and I had to reach out to hundreds of people, and I think social media was a great help for that, reaching over that platform. It was difficult. I didn't get as much responses as I wanted, but it was definitely a start, and then that's definitely what helped start up my platform.
Cool. Where can people find your podcast? Like, where is it broadcast through? Where can they find it?
Yeah. So the Mental Playbook is on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Amazon Music. So it's on four platforms right now. Very easy to access and listen to. I have around 8 episodes now.
Okay, awesome. Do you do it once a week or what's your schedule like?
Yeah, so with school, it's definitely been hard to find time to do it, but I usually try and do it once a week or every other week. But it's been a little inconsistent, but I think now that my break is coming up, I can record more episodes.
Cool. Who are the types of guests that you invite on? Are they your peers? Are they leaders in mental health? Who do you like having as guests and things like that?
Yeah, so my platform is focused towards athletes, but also individuals in the sports field. So I'll have professional athletes come on, Olympic athletes, just regular everyday athletes. I had an ultra marathoner come on, who's also an ER doctor, which is really cool. So definitely some physicians and also sports psychologists.
Okay, cool. And then let's see here. Okay. What school do you go to in San Diego?
Yeah, so I go to Francis Parker School. I started there in 5th grade, and it's definitely helped me develop my passions for sports, definitely, and just a lot. It benefits my academic and balancing both academic and athletics, giving me opportunities to learn both of them.
Okay, cool. And then let's see, what other business ventures and internships have you had? It seems like the podcast is a just another project that you have, but you have other projects. Mm-hmm. What other things are you involved in?
Yeah, so I've been doing internships for a few years now. My podcast is definitely just a side hobby, a passion project. And I started with creating a positive social media app called Kindful. And I co-created it with my sister to help bring positivity into the world of social media, because it definitely, as much as people love it, it can be harmful, and there are negative impacts of it, such as like cyberbullying and just using not so nice words. So we wanted to create a positive social media platform where kids, preteens, teens can come on and share acts of kindness and spread joy throughout, and making sure that there's no words of hate or anything like that.
Okay,
and so the intern, yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt. That's called Kindful?
Yes, Kindful. Kindful. And we chose that name because we wanted it to be, it means like full of kindness. We wanted to spread kindness throughout. Yeah, and so the internships I've done, I started with the Padres. I interned with the senior manager of the Pod Squad, which is the fan engagement team for the Padres. And that definitely helped me obtain connections and learn about what goes behind the scenes in a baseball game, which is really cool to see. And then I interned with Pure Vida this summer and got to go in and help learn about the business and how it all started and how it's going, and got to see some cool products. And that was beneficial for learning about just business in general, because that's something I'm interested in.
Okay, cool. I think I did find it. And so it's an app. How does the mm-hmm. app function? Because there's a lot of apps. Is it a website too, or just an app? And what can you do on it? How does it work?
Yeah, so because this was my first project, I think I started in the middle school, actually. And it no longer runs now because I've started my focus on my podcast. But originally, there was a website and there was an app you can access through the app store. And you go through the app, there's different organizations you can be a part of. And you can, for example, like Girl Scouts or like community service or mental health awareness. And you can join them, you can spread your knowledge about them, spread what you're doing in those organizations. And then also just the posting part of where you will share an act of kindness, like going for a walk or volunteering at, you know, Feeding San Diego. And then people can comment and share their reactions, positive reactions to those acts of kindness.
Okay, cool. Cool. Excellent. And let's see. Are you doing anything for the holidays?
I don't plan on doing anything. I think I'm mostly just going to work and work on my podcast, but I might travel and go see my grandparents, which can be fun.
To Tanzania?
No. So now my grandparents, my paternal grandparents are in Pittsburgh, and that's where my dad is from too.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Cool. Were both sides of your family South Asians from Tanzania or just one side?
So my maternal grandma was from Kenya, and then my paternal grandma's from Tanzania, and then my grandfathers are from India. And originally, I think my grandmas were from India. They just moved to early on to Africa.
Okay, cool. But you still have a significant family, like family members in both countries, India and Tanzania.
Yeah, so we go to Tanzania, like I've been there twice in my lifetime and plan on going again in a few years. So we try and visit and make family vacations out of it.
Okay, cool. What part of India are your grandparents from, the grandfathers?
I don't know exactly.
Okay. Do you have any skincare routines, and what do your friends like using?
Yeah, so I started using skincare in the beginning of high school, and I've mostly learned about products from my older sister because she started before me. But I started off using like face wash. I use the CeraVe face wash to cleanse my face. And then I do, I have a Neutrogena moisturizer and I think a CeraVe eye cream. And then growing up, the importance of sunscreen was very crucial for my family. My mom would always wear gloves when she would drive because of the rays coming down on your hands. So I knew early on that sunscreen was really important and I had to take care of my skin because of, you know, the long lasting impacts of the sun. So sunscreen every morning before I go out and making sure I add it to my hands too. And I've seen definitely on social media, there's so many different people promoting different products and it's so hard to know what to trust, you know, what's going to be good for my own skin. And I think that's just where the research comes in and making sure I'm looking like, oh, is it dermatologist recommended or is there some good reviews about the products? And a lot of my peers and friends use different products than me. There's such a variety. And I think it's because we all have different skin types and we kind of have to use our own personal products and kind of figure out what works best for us.
Okay, excellent. And then what about makeup lines? I see that you have very subtle, natural looking makeup, but what are some trends that people your age are seeing? What do your friends like using? What's the it makeup line now and that everyone's using in high school and in Southern California?
Yeah, like skincare, I think we all use different brands. But I use, for my foundation, I can't remember. I think I use like Hourglass foundation and concealer. And I think that's really good for like a medium coverage. I don't like to wear like full coverage makeup every day to school. I want to keep it light and feeling light. So I think after I do my skincare, I'll put that on and then I do like some blush and some mascara. And I think I don't know if you've heard of tubing mascara, but that's been, I think, pretty popular for me because it's easy to like take out. You just put water on and it comes out pretty easily and there's usually no like smudging, which is really nice. Yeah, a lot of people I know like to use like the Drunk Elephant like bronzing serum to get that like glowy look. I'll use that sometimes. But yeah.
Okay, excellent. And then what are some common skincare mistakes you see some of your let's say, classmates, friends, peers using, and how can you avoid them? Mostly, you know, what are some mistakes that you see and wish you could tell people about?
Yeah, I think kind of going back to the sunscreen, like wear sunscreen, especially if you're playing a sport. It's so important. Even I would get burnt on my scalp too. So I think sunscreen is definitely going to help prevent the long impacts of the sun, like from aging too. So sunscreen is definitely one of them. I think making sure, because we sweat a lot, it's important to wash your face. And also the weather here in San Diego, it can get very hot and very dry. And I think especially during the winter time, making sure that we're putting a moisturizer on, and even my lips will get very cracked and very dry. So I think putting on like chapstick or like a balm to help moisturize our skin.
Okay. Excellent. And what about hats? Do you find that people wear enough hats? That's a big one in dermatology, because it protects your forehead, prevents melasma, protects, you know, your scalp from getting sunburned. Is that something you see your peers doing, or you that you like doing personally when you're outside?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I feel like a lot of girls my age don't wear hats to protect the scalp. I think it's more like a fashion type of like wear, but I do see some guys wearing hats, and I think it's just like the understanding, the misunderstanding of wearing hats. I think people just see it, like I said, like as a type of fashion or type of trend, and not so much as we're protecting our scalp. But I do know, like my parents, again, early on, like they've told me, like, it's important to wear hats when we're going outside, when we're going on a hike, or when we're going to the beach, and even sunglasses too. I think wearing sunglasses definitely in the sun or just when driving helps.
Okay, excellent. And then another thing I want to bring up, how old are you, more or less?
I'm 18.
Okay. Something I'm seeing in, I want to say, patients that are on the young adult side after 18, early 20s, is filler. And, you know, in a lot of girls, maybe that weren't born with bigger lips. What are your thoughts on that? Do you see that living in Southern California a lot, maybe in some of your peers that are a little bit older? What are your thoughts on just that sort of trend?
Yeah. I don't plan on getting fillers, but I've definitely seen, not just on social media, but when I'll go like take a trip to LA, so many girls, like college students, have lip fillers or even just like a nose job or something like that. But I don't think in the long run that it's beneficial. I think it's hard because now like appearance is definitely a norm, and people see on social media like, oh, she's like getting a lip filler, like this is what she's doing and this is why she looks so pretty. And I don't think that's gonna be the solution to, if you want bigger, fuller lips. I mean, there is, I'll use like lip plumpers, like lip gloss plumpers, but that's just like temporary. But I don't think getting lip filler is the best solution. But I don't know, because I'm not a dermatologist. But yeah.
Okay. And then, okay. So besides the podcast, the app, what other things have you been involved in, or projects have you done?
Yeah. So that's it for my projects. I've been very involved in my school life. I'm in student council, so I'm the grade class representative. So I've been doing a lot of events in school stuff and after school, And I'm also in journalism. So I like to write a lot, and I write for the school magazine. And even on my own time, I'll just write whatever, you know, comes to mind. But I think that's pretty much what I'm involved in school, and that definitely takes up a lot of my time. Even on the weekends, I do community service. I'm part of some organizations, and I'll just tutor kids on the weekends. And it really brings a smile to my face because I love helping others.
Okay, excellent. And then what was the name of the safari company?
Kearsley's, Kearsley. Yeah.
Kearsley?
Kearsley's.
With an R?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's really cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have great ratings. I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. Other questions? What are some topics you like to, what are some things you like to learn about in school?
Yeah, so in school right now, I'm taking a sports and literature class. So because of my passion for sports and passion for writing, it ties both of them together. And we do talk about mental health a lot in that class, and learning about how athletes face different challenges. And I think in school, I'm also learning about, I take economics, and I love business, and I want to go into some sort of business. So that's been very beneficial for my interests. And then I'm also taking a really interesting class called African American Studies. So I get to learn a lot about that focus. And it's interesting too, because of my culture and my background, that I get to see that, I get to learn more about it in that class. So I think the classes that I'm taking are very specific to my passions and interests.
Okay, excellent. And then, so we talked about upcoming travel, and how did you create the app? That seems really, really hard. Did you have a developer work on it? Do you yourself know about computer app like iPhone development for apps? Mm-hmm. How did you work on that?
Yeah, so we had a developer help us, because I'm not that technologically advanced, but we would have meetings, and we go through what my sister and I need to work on, and we'll help with the writing and making sure it looks right, and the logo, picking out the colors, which was really fun, and all the add-ons, and making sure it works too.
Okay, I think that's pretty much it. And if you had to pick one place to go, just like on vacation, just wave a wand, like we talked about you waving a wand and picking a college in California, where would you want to visit?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd have to say maybe Bali or Spain is somewhere I really want to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bali's a place on my list too. Why Spain? Yeah, why Spain? Have you been there, or what attracts you about it, about both places?
Yeah, so Spain, definitely the history, the food, just the culture. I definitely want to explore there. I was thinking maybe when I get to college, I could do like a study abroad there, because there's a lot of different countries I can travel to close by. And I'm also learning Spanish, so I think that will help with my learning the language, being in that environment.
Yeah.
Bridging
together.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then, yeah, Bali is just beautiful, and a lot of greenery, and definitely the food too.
Okay, excellent. Well, thanks, Malia. And did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. Thanks. Thank you for coming on the show, and you know, the best of success with your podcast and all your projects. I'm sure you're going to be a hit. What does your name mean, by the way?
That's a good question. I think it means like beautiful.
Okay.
But yeah.
In what language?
I don't know. I think it's, so Malia is usually spelled, or a lot of people like to spell it M-A-L-I-A. And yeah. So that's Hawaiian, I believe. And so my parents wanted to add a Y to it to just make it unique. So they kind of just made their own name with that.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much and have a great weekend. Nice to have you on
thank
the show.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, take care.